shame and embarrassment. They must be mortified. And poor Joseph. Oh, what must Joseph be thinking? Well, you know, people will talk.
I am so frightened and yet proud of my daughter. My husband will not even speak of it. I know that he is as afraid for Mary as I am. God has asked her to do an extraordinary thing. Surely he must know what he's asking of her. Surely he must know the price of her obedience. I do not understand how this could be happening. Mary's just an ordinary girl, and we are not wealthy. Now, my husband and I are followers of the word of the Lord, but we have no special gifts. She is betrothed to Joseph. He is a fine man, and I think that they will have a good life together, if only he agrees to what is to come. Not many men would believe that a child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Not many men would take on a pregnant woman with a child who is not his. He is wise and kind, and he cares for my daughter. Surely God has selected Joseph, as surely as he has selected Mary, because of his faithfulness. I am hopeful that he will see God's plan through. I cannot imagine the fear that my daughter felt when the angel came to her and told her that she would be giving birth to the Son of God, the Messiah. But how can this be? What makes her worthy in the eyes of God? What will people think of her? What if Joseph doesn't stand by her? I cannot imagine my daughter being put to death. I know that she was prayerful and pondered the angel's words in her heart. She agreed to what God asked of her without any thought. She is willing to do God's will no matter what the cost. And we can do no less. Heavenly Father, please protect my daughter and Joseph as they do your will. Please protect them and keep them safe from harm as they go through this difficult time. Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. And there's so many things that we had to think about with her, and so many things in her life that she's had to put up with. And she's just been an incredible person with this. Mary's, I'll spend on her for a second. Mary Jo, can you mind? Mary's faith and courage has amazed me. I'm going to have to tell Joseph that she's pregnant. And Zachariah and I have prayed that this meeting will be not too difficult for her. As a betrothed woman, she's the same as a married woman. And her pregnancy is dangerous for her. By our law, she could be stoned to death. And this child is not Joseph's child, but he can protect both of them by standing by her. We pray that he will believe her and that he too will understand and that he will marry her quickly. Lord, please be with Mary as she goes on this journey which you have given to her. And please keep them all safe from the dangers of the world around them. Amen.
My son Joseph is a good man. He is godly and gracious. He lives his life according to God's will. He's a hardworking man of few words, but he is so thoughtful in his actions. He is extremely well-mannered and kind and enthusiastic and generous. He's a carpenter by trade, a very humble man, and he's about to be married to a young girl named Mary. Oh, my husband and I were so excited about the news of this pending marriage and this union of these two wonderful people. It was time for him to take a wife, and I know that they were all set for a good life together. But something is about to happen that may change the course of things before it even gets started. Mary is with child. It's not Joseph's child. You see, Mary conceived this child through the Holy Spirit. God has chosen her to bear a son who shall be the Messiah. Oh, what a joyous time in the world. So, then why is my heart filled with such fear and such sadness? Why is my mind full of so many questions? How can something like this be happening to my Joseph? Why would God choose this path for him? This difficult path that could bring sorrow into my son's life. He loves his God, so why this path? How can he escape the shame and the gossip that goes with having an unfaithful wife? How can he go through with marrying her? How could he raise a child that isn't even his own? Well, the answers, I suppose, are clear, aren't they? Trusting in God's promises and being faithful to his word. No matter what the conflicts are that may be raging in Joseph's soul, he will do what is right by Mary and by her baby. Whatever questions that makes them both reflect will be a reflection of godly wisdom. He'll have tender consideration for Mary and for her baby. Well, Mary was chosen by God, wasn't she? Therefore, so is Joseph. Joseph was chosen to be the earthly father of the Messiah. What a wonderful and joyous thing for this world. He was chosen because he is a good and a faithful servant. What a humbling and tremendous, tremendous experience this will be. He will not allow Mary to be harmed or shamed, no matter what the consequences. He will be her protector, and he will allow for God to use him for his own will. He will raise this child as his own.
This journey has been taking forever, but only But all that is behind us now. You're so special. In ways I can't even understand yet, but maybe you already know that too. There's much that I'm uncertain of. I'm young and a little about caring for a child, and this child, there are moments where I'm nearly overwhelmed. The promised Messiah that all of Israel has prayed for is here today, and I'm his mother. There are times when that knowledge is too great for me to bear.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make it new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak. Praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day save the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
When I first heard about the baby, I was angry. Was angry at Mary for getting herself pregnant, angry at God for allowing it to happen, and angry at myself for coming tangled up in this mess of a pregnancy scandal. I couldn't give Mary away. It would ruin her reputation and maybe even her life. Whoops. Choosing silence would have implicated me in the pregnancy. The shame that I would bring upon my own good name, it was more than I could bear. I made up my mind to silently or privately divorce her. It was the only way that both of us could have any hope for the future. I would not openly accuse her, but I could not claim her child as mine. And then one night an angel came to me in a dream, and he said, "Do not be afraid," that Mary, in fact, was actually telling the truth. that her child was God's child. Everything changed. I understood that Mary had been chosen by God to carry the Messiah, and he had chosen me to be his father on earth. How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be sign of my. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I? So small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I?
And goodwill toward men.